Proclamation number 8060 dated the December 11th, 1961. Promise, the outpouring of the Spirit. Single quote. I have promised that I shall pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and servants and handmaidens shall prophesy. And all my promises will come to pass because my word is truth. Hence you humans should not deem it unusual that I express myself through the Spirit, that I manifest myself to you. For it is the time of the end and it is necessary that I give evidence of myself to you, although you are not forced to look upon these expressions through the Spirit as proof of myself. It is your own free choice. Nevertheless, you will find it easier to gain faith if you accept what is revealed to you through the outpouring of my Spirit. I want to help you because you are too weak on your own, for you lack the strength which arises from love. And love has grown cold amongst people. Only love will bring your faith to life. And therefore you shall be instructed by me directly about the necessity of a life of love. Because your fellow human beings' advice to comply with the commandments of love is not taken seriously by you. But there is no other path to faith and thus also to salvation than love, which expresses itself in selfless neighborly love. And in order to inform you of what you have to do, in order to inform you of my will, I reveal myself to you through the Spirit. I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. I myself speak to you, insofar as that my Father Spirit addresses the spiritual spark within you, which will subsequently guide you into truth, which will explain everything you are expected to believe, so that you will then affirm the knowledge which, although it cannot be proven, will nevertheless no longer seem doubtful to you, because I myself convey it to you through the working of my Spirit within you. And thus my promise is coming true. My obvious activity has become necessary in the last days because people are completely without faith. If they therefore make an effort to fulfill my will, if they make an effort to live a life of love according to my divine commandments, they will soon be able to believe, since the Spirit within them will come alive and will teach them from within. So that they will also be convinced that what is revealed to them through the working of the Spirit is true. And since this promise is included in the Scriptures, it should not be implausible to people that I reveal myself. And yet, my word is not being recognized as the fulfillment of the said promise and is rejected and attacked especially by those who draw upon the Book of Books. For they take a negative view of the new revelations because their spirit has not yet come alive and they're still spiritually unenlightened. Nevertheless, my word shall not pass away, my promises will come true, and time and again I will reveal myself to those who desire to hear my voice and who, through love, bring the Spirit within them to life, who, through a life of love according to my will, also make heartfelt contact with me, so that my eternal Father Spirit can express itself to the spiritual spark. And they will have a living faith, everything imparted to them through my Spirit will become their conviction, for they know they only receive truth from me, that I illuminate their hearts and that they are permeated by my Spirit of love which dispels all spiritual darkness. And thus I will help you find your way out of the spiritual night. I will help all people to realize my will and will also give you the strength to fulfill it. And then you will be able to believe. Nothing will frighten you anymore, for with unwavering faith in me and my power you will entrust yourselves to me and I will have won you over for time and eternity. Amen.